Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of entrepreneurship. We're diving into the world of solo consulting, inspired by a talk from a seasoned lawyer and consultant. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride.
Intriguing. A lawyer turned consultant? That's a plot twist. I'm all ears. So what's the secret sauce to a successful solo consulting gig?
Well, first off, ditch the suit and tie. Embrace the bunny slippers. Our speaker, a 35-year legal veteran, emphasizes the beauty of a home office. Low overhead, high comfort. But, a word to the wise, disable that webcam on feature during calls if you prefer a more casual attire. Learn that one the hard way, he says.
Oh dear, noted. But seriously, what are the essentials for launching a consulting business?
He lays out 7 pillars: business cards, LLC formation, contract templates, content creation, books, ebooks, articles, a killer website, and LinkedIn profile, insurance, liability and errors and omissions, and of course, clients. He stresses the importance of an LLC, especially if your work carries any risk of lawsuits.
Smart move. So employee or independent contractor, that's always a tricky one.
Absolutely. He makes it crystal clear. Control is key. If the client dictates your every move, you're an employee, regardless of what your contract says. The IRS doesn't mess around. He uses a hilarious packing boxes analogy to illustrate this.
I love a good analogy. Now what about pricing? That's always a consultant's dilemma.
Don't undersell yourself. He advises researching your competition and then offering a small discount, no more than 10 to 20%. Don't be afraid to go high. It's easier to discount later. He's all about turning the tables on clients who try to lowball you.
I like his style. Okay, marketing. How do you get your name out there?
Personal connection is paramount. He advocates joining relevant organizations, crafting a compelling elevator pitch, focus on the client, not yourself, and becoming a public speaking rock star. Oh, and tell stories. People remember stories, but keep it clean, folks. No dirty jokes.
Speaking of stories, he mentioned a book frequently stolen from law libraries.
Yes, a brilliant marketing tactic. It's about making yourself memorable. He also stresses website clarity. What you do, what you don't, your fees, yes, put them on the site, and a humanizing tagline.
Refreshing and LinkedIn.
Be selective about your connections. And remember, it's a two-way street. Reciprocity is key.
Got it. Now I'm sure contracts are a big part of this.
You bet. He champions clear contracts, especially concerning payment terms. No vague deadlines, and never agree to be paid upon client satisfaction. He emphasizes protecting yourself with warranties, disclaimers, limitation of liability clauses, and being very specific about ownership of your work product.
All crucial points. So what if clients don't pay?
Stop work immediately. He's adamant about that. Negotiate a payment plan, but don't dig yourself deeper into a financial hole.
Good advice. Any thoughts on growing a solo practice?
It's a tough balancing act. Hiring employees means more management, less doing, and watch out for client poaching.
Yikes. And exiting the business?
Plan for it. Selling assets, not the LLC, is key. And consider a royalty arrangement to incentivize client retention. He also mentions the importance of a tail on your professional liability insurance policy to cover past work.
Fascinating. This has been a gold mine of information.
Absolutely. It's a blend of legal savvy and practical business advice. And with that, folks, it's time to wrap up this episode of Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, the world is full of frugal framous projects waiting for you to conquer them. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.